This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Most people in the United States who have health insurance get it through work. But for the working poor, it's a whole different deal. Many of them don't make enough to buy the insurance that's offered by their employers, and yet they make too much to qualify for Medicaid. Obamacare and the expansion of Medicaid it will bring in some states could cover more of the working poor. But in other states, like Tennessee, it won't. From WPLN, Blake Farmer reports.
Amanda Smith is just off the clock from her manufacturing job assembling car doors at the M-Tech factory in Manchester. Clear safety glasses are still perched on her head as she walks into Partners for Healing, a free clinic.
It boils down to I've got problems as a woman, and I've went to the hospital over and over, and they look at you like you're just there to get pain medicine and stuff like that these days.
Smith says she has never had insurance, ever, and yet she's always worked. But making $9 an hour with an unemployed husband and two sons, Smith can't even think of paying for the expensive coverage through her employer. And because she's married and has a steady job, she doesn't qualify for the state's Medicaid program, but she might if it were expanded.
When you've already got medical coming in that you can't even afford, and you got bill collectors coming after you over medical that you can't afford, and you can't get state help otherwise of your income. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
So like many people in her situation, Smith has turned to charity.
As soon as you get all that stuff back, it takes me usually about a week.
Okay.
They'll get to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Partners for Healing offers care solely to the working uninsured, and there are plenty of them in places like Tullahoma, Tennessee, a town of 18,000. There's no shortage of studies showing rural Americans are more likely to have low-wage jobs and thus have no insurance.
You've got people trying, and they're working hard, and they're hard workers.
Belle Royton is one of the registered nurses who run this clinic. She says many patients make barely enough to feed their families.
I've seen our practitioner write out a script. It was $7 or $10, and the patient just looked at us and said, I don't have that money for another 2 weeks. It just might as well have been $1,000.
When a few dollars is too much, the uninsured often turn to the emergency room, where they can't be turned away, even if they don't have insurance.
That doesn't get asked until well beyond the registration area.
Phil Young heads Southern Tennessee Medical Center in the town of Winchester. It's the only hospital for two rural counties, and Young is facing some tough decisions. Like many hospitals, Young's was banking on Medicaid expansion to bring in more paying customers. Healthcare reform has already taken a bite out of reimbursements, and the sequester is bringing more financial pain.
Those two cuts to Southern Tennessee equals the salaries, wages, and benefits of one-third of our registered nurses in the hospital. Those are not small numbers.
A recent survey found that more than a third of Tennessee's hospitals are already in such dire straits they could close if the state doesn't expand Medicaid to cover more poor people. For cities, that could mean one or two fewer facilities. But in the country, that could mean losing the only hospital within an hour's drive. Craig Becker heads the Tennessee Hospital Association.
Frankly, the way things are going, it's not looking good for a lot of our, particularly our small and rural, high uncompensated care hospitals.
Tennessee is a Republican state, and it's kept the door to Medicaid expansion open. But so far, the peril of hospitals and the state's working poor haven't convinced politicians to go along. In Tullahoma, Tennessee, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.